We're not lying, Douglas. We're giving you a chance to own up to your actions. This is a serious matter, and I'll be straight with you. You will not be allowed to continue as a student here at Fairview Central. Our zero-tolerance policy is quite clear on that.
But I didn't do anything!
My voice sounds weird. Am I shouting? I try to bring it back down. How do you know it wasn't somebody from St. Andrew Valley? Douglas, the question is not who made the phone call. We know it was you. The question now is whether you will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. You're 17 years old. You're not a little kid anymore. An offense such as this could result in jail time. The thought of being locked in a room fills me with vacuum. A bottomless, eternal pit of dread sucking at my organs, threatening to devour me from within. I can't believe they would put an innocent person in jail. My parents would never let them. I look at the cop, John Hughes. I look at his mustache, at his thick nose, at his heavy-lidded eyes. He stares at me as if I'm an animal, like a dog who crapped on the kitchen floor. It wasn't me, I say. My voice sounds distant and weak. I hear a bell go off. Is first period over already? Have we been sitting in this office for 45 minutes? I look at my interrogators, like statues, silent and unblinking. The silence is heavy and hollow and unbearable. It cries out to be filled. It wasn't me, I hear myself say again. For the first time, Officer Hughes speaks. Are you sure you want to go to prison, son? Something, maybe it's my liver, crumbles. I'm getting smaller. Have you ever been locked in a cell? I'm having trouble breathing. Son, don't you think it's time? I shake my head, but my mouth is forming words. I try to freeze my lips, but the words are already flying through the air at the speed of sound. It was Andy! I can't believe I'm ratting out my best friend. Andy Morrow! Andy made the call! I was with him! I saw him! It was Andy! Oh my God! I think I must be crying now. My face is wet. Mrs. Niedermeyer's leaning toward me, eyes wide, arms out to embrace me. I slap her hands away and gulp air and shout at the walls, I'm sorry! I'm sorry, Andy!